Let's get a grip, kids, huh? Calm down. Wipe that slobber off your lip and get out of here. It's 6:13 at 84 WHAS. And this is Terry Miners. Coming up in about 45 minutes, out at Superior Vans, Cook and Reeve Superior Vans, they'll give away those world's greatest basketball machines. People have been signing up at locations that sell Golden Flake snack foods for the last several months. They finally do the giveaway in just a while. Denny Crum will be there along with our Doug McKelvin, and they'll present the keys to both those vans. Wildcat Blue and Cardinal Red vans, each worth $30,000. And that's Cook and Reeve Superior Vans at 7 o'clock tonight. They're just about a block south of the Washington Expressway on Dixie Highway, across the street from Bacon's. They're also going to have shuttle parking, too. You can park over in the Bacon Center. And then they'll have vans that run you back over to Superior Van that way. Because I think it's getting a little crowded there, a little overwhelming in the Cook and Reeves Superior Van's parking lot at this hour. So park across the street, and they'll shuttle you over for the drawing at just past 7 o'clock tonight with Denny Crum and Doug McKelvin. The world's greatest basketball machine sweepstakes from Cook and Reeves Superior Van's Golden Flake Snack Foods. Wave TV 3 and 84 WHAS.
You know, right about this time of day, a break with some nice hot Campbell's vegetable soup would be just the thing. So warm, so delicious. It'll make you feel good.
Good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Good.
Hey, do-it-yourselfer. Nobody makes your chores easier than Budget. And Budget has super truck rental rates available now. Choose the overnight moving special and get a well-equipped Budget cargo van for as little as $9.99. Just $9.99 plus mileage. Pick up any evening, return the next morning, and save big. Or organize your work and take advantage of Budget's six-hour weekend rates. Only Budget offers this six-hour weekend special. Remember, many of Budget's trucks are equipped with automatic transmissions and many with automatic lift gates. Budget features quality products of Chrysler Motors. Call today for all the details on Budget's money-saving rates. Get moving with Budget Car and Truck Rental, where your Sears card is welcome. Convenient locations all around town.
Car you want at the price you want to pay. Budget.
Hey, there's no better place to save on a good night's sleep than Roadway Inns. But we don't need a big-time comedian to tell you about our clean, comfortable rooms and affordable rates. No way. So now, on behalf of over 175 Roadway Inns from coast to coast, that world-famous juggler, Mr. Oops O'Brien.
Oops.
Is he great or what?
Call Roadway Inns at 1-800-228-2000.
Terry Miners, 84 WHAS.
Aruba, Jamaica.
Oh, that's a nice song about beautiful places on the map. They also have a song just like that about TV shows that tend to irritate one.
Geraldo, Geraldo, gotta see Geraldo, 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 playing on TV. There's a show called Geraldo, and you know you can find me there every afternoon. It has no appeal. I wait to snooze or make a deal. Oh, it bores me to tears when Pat and Vanna smile and spin the wheel. Oh, Geraldo.
Skinheads, skinheads, guys with things too tiny. Nuns that like to show off tattoos on their hineys. Bundy, Manson, ghost of Grandma Moses. Politicians, wives who wear jazz.
Don't let my daughter be on Geraldo. With a tribe of ten transvestite Nazi Eskimos. No matter how gross or low, but see it on Geraldo.
Nudists, hookers, anorexic commies.
Married men who want to make it with their mommies. A woman who sees Elvis every time she sneezes. Gangsters, voodoo,
please don't let my daughter be on Geraldo. With a tribe of 10 transvestite Nazi Eskimos. No matter how gross or low, you'll see it on Geraldo.
Geraldo, Geraldo, gotta see Geraldo. Geraldo, Geraldo, gotta see Geraldo.
It's just a laugh a minute, you betcha. 621 and 84, WHAS. Meteorologist Chuck Taylor says tonight cloudy, colder, occasional rain continuing. Maybe even a snowflake here or there. A low of 35 tomorrow. A mixture of rain and wet snow ending in a high of 40 degrees. Tomorrow night clearing and quite cold, down to 24. And you thought today was the first day of spring. Wednesday it'll finally be sunny, but not... no heat wave by any stretch of the imagination. High in the upper 40s. It's 45 now at Stanford Field. 43 downtown at 84. Pardon me. WHAS.
Yes, sir. The wonderful roofing nails are located over on aisle 7.
Hello.
Right over there.
Hello.
Thank you. Mr. Miners,
yes.
Have you answered the phone yet?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello.
Hello, Terry. This is Eddie Sutton, private citizen and part-time employee here at H&S Hardware.
Yeah, I thought I heard you talking about hardware.
Oh, excuse me. Ma'am, those garden hoses are right there on that bottom shelf. Yes, ma'am, right there.
On the job right now, I presume, huh?
Yes, Terry, I just wanted to call and reaffirm what I said yesterday about my resignation as the head coach at the University of Kentucky.
Yeah, listen.
It has indeed been tendered, and until I can get another coaching job, I will be working part-time here at H&S Hardware. And don't worry, Mr. Miners, my family and I will find ways to survive on my limited income. And let me bat down some rumors that have been circulating here in town about my family. Sean has not had to take a paper route, and it is also not true that my wonderful wife, Patsy, is taking in other people's laundry. She is, however, picking up some extra money babysitting for all six of Rex Chapman's children. You know, I always thought of Rex as my own son, so these are kind of like my adopted grandkids here, Mr. Miners.
I can understand all that stuff, Eddie. I've heard all the stories and things, and I'm glad there's no paper out or taking in of laundry here at this juncture.
You know, resigning was a tough decision for me, especially to leave a job in which the fans were so blindly loyal to their coach. And, Mr. Miners, I want to make it clear that until I do land another coaching job, I prefer not to talk basketball.
I understand that.
I'm in the hardware business right now. I'll be glad to talk hammers and nails with you anytime.
Okay,
but
sure.
I will not partake in any more basketball chat. Excuse me. Yes, sir. Gutters, they're over on aisle 7. Yeah, what's that, sir? I did, too, play Richie Farmer enough. And by the way, the price of those gutters just doubled.
Now, you just slipped there, Eddie.
Terry, I know you're angry with me for not calling your station first yesterday.
Listen, hey.
I made my announcement on national television on CBS.
Hold on, buddy. Hey, stop. I am incensed that you didn't call. I mean, after all we've been through, you calling this show, telling me all those secrets, you promised me that if this caved in and you retired or whatever, you were going to call this station first, and that makes me mad.
Well, hold on here a minute. Before you bite my head off, I want you to know that I did indeed place a call Sunday morning to WHANS, and I reached Doug McElvin, who does the Sunday morning talk show.
Yeah?
And I said, hello, this is Coach Eddie Sutton. And before I could say the words, I hereby resign, he said, sorry, we don't talk sports on this program, and he rudely hung up on me and went to the next caller.
Well, he does have an itchy phone finger there occasionally. He does pump calls away, but as long as you call us first, I guess that clears up that matter. I'm sorry, I was angry with him. Sorry I shouted at him.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to call and thank all the Wildcat fans for their wonderful support during these most difficult times, and I want to assure them all that the Sutton family is doing well, and we are finding ways to make a little extra money. And by the way, Terry, I wonder if you'd like to come over to my house tonight. We're having a little get-together, a few close friends, you know, coffee, donuts, some friendly conversation.
Pinch me. Is this real? I mean, you, Eddie Sutton, the man that all the eyes of the sports world are looking at, is inviting me to his home? I'm touched.
Well, you know, Terry, I've never had you over to my house, and I'd like to have a few of my favorite people over tonight. We're just going to, you know, sit around and just have a nice, lively, upbeat kind of a party atmosphere.
Boy, a party? I'm just stunned, Eddie.
Like for you to meet some of my friends. And by the way, you might want to bring your checkbook to my party.
A checkbook? Bring a checkbook to a party?
Yeah, Terry. The Amway Corporation doesn't want me to collect any cash.
Well, Jack Fox is our Amway man here, so I'm sorry. I'll have to miss that party you're having tonight, Eddie.
Well, you could still come over and see all the wonderful Fuller Brush products I have in my trunk.
No, I'm bald as Mr. Potato Head. I don't need any hairbrushes, Eddie.
Well, could I interest you in some Mary Kay cosmetics?
No, thank you. I use Avon products.
Well, how about Tupperware?
No, don't need any of that, Eddie. Thanks for calling.
Encyclopedias?
My kid is not capable of reading that stuff. I'm going to wait till I get him updated when he's ready.
Avon?
No, I said I get that stuff, but I already buy it from the lady next door.
A subscription to Grit?
No, don't need that either, Eddie.
How about aluminum siding?
Now, I got a wood house that I'm really pleased with.
Girl Scout cookies?
I'm getting fat already, Eddie. No more of those. Thank you.
Well, how about a funeral plot?
Well, I'm going to be cremated, so that's not necessary.
Funeral plot for your pets?
No, they're going to be cremated too. Eddie, nothing, please.
Well, all right. I better get back to my job here at H&S Hardware. May I help you, sir?
Hey there, boy. Point me to where you sell all them big, pretty boxes of candy.
Hey, you're Joe B. Hall.
I sure am. Yeah, listen, I'm trying to butter up this here Eula K. College president there, David Rozelle, so he'll hire me to be his new basketball coach. Yeah.
You're right over there, sir.
Well, here's $20. Send the best box of candy you got over to the University of Kentucky to the attention of President David Rozelle. Yeah. Hey, and boy, here's an extra $5. Go over and buy your Womare cereal bowls and a pair of scissors and give yourself a haircut there, boy. You ain't never going to get anywhere in this world with a silly-looking haircut like that.
Boy, they are so cruel in this business, aren't they? Of course, Joe probably wasn't being intentionally cruel there. He can't see very well when he's wearing his national championship ring. I'm sure once he heard Sutton quit, he went and put his national championship ring on to sort of remind anybody who comes around that he did indeed lead the Wildcats to a national championship. And the mere sheen off of the ring itself probably blinds Joe. That's why I didn't see it at the hardware store. Well, this opens up a lot of possibilities for whoever the coach is. All we're concerned about here, of course, is that we have somebody in the building who can impersonate his or her voice. So
we frequently have ham on holidays. For some reason, my family always had ham on holidays when we were growing up. And so normally for a holiday or a big meal, I will get one of the Fisher's larger hams. That's the brand that I remember from when I was young. So that's a lot of times a special meal. I'll have a Fisher's ham.
Remembering four generations of goodness, we're Fishers, a friend of the family.
They are nice and lean, and I would trust the Fishers that it's going to be a good ham.
Treat your family to the quality and goodness of Fisher's hams. Look for the Fishers ad in this Wednesday's newspaper, offering a special $1 rebate on our Hamlet and quick-cut hams.
Remembering four generations of goodness, we're Fishers, a friend of the family.
The pulse tones you're about to hear are the same tones you would hear in the event that a tornado had been sighted in the Louisville metropolitan area. These pulse tones would occur on WHAS every 3 seconds for the duration of the tornado warning. This service allows you to tune your radio to 84 WHAS and within 3 seconds know if a tornado is threatening. C-A-T, CAT. The constant alert tone, only on 84 WHAS.
6:30 at 84 WHAS. We'll hear from your governor in the next half hour.
Hello, Americans. I'm Paul Harvey. Now, you know what the news is. In a minute, you're going to hear the rest of the story.
Generations. Two families. Three lifetimes. Generations. Daytime drama with a difference. Generations in a world of contrasts. Generations, black and white in color. Generations, coming to NBC Television, Monday, March 27th. Generations.
Hey, you want a quality telephone at the right price? True Value Hardware. Quality ITT Trendline telephone. It's right now the March Hardware Value of the Month. Dial in the handset, Last number, redial. Flash key, fully modular. And the ITT Trendline phone, while it's the bargain of the month. Less than $20. That is true value. Now, the rest of the story. Matthew was an athletic young man who wanted to learn how to swim, and he meant really swim, like a world champion. And yet it seemed that the Olympic-grade swimmers of the world had an edge on the would-bes, and that edge is highly specialized coaching. Now, somebody could train 12 hours a day and still not improve if there were not also a team of top-notch coaches to guide the swimmer to greatness. One could possess the most spectacular natural gift and still go nowhere without expert supervision. Now we're getting to a fundamental frustration of American amateur athletes, because in other nations, the state, the government may seek out promising athletic talent. The government may provide the best coaching to cultivate that talent. But in our United States, there's a dollar sign obstacle to an amateur athlete's success. Nonetheless, Matthew was determined that somehow he would enlist the assistance of the best swimming teachers anywhere. And he did. And, well, that is the rest of the story. It was a friend who came to the rescue who told Matthew about a secret school for swimmers in the Bahamas. Anybody graduating from that school ought to be unbeatable anywhere. Who were the instructors in this secret school, Matthew wanted to know. His friend just smiled. They were the natives, he said. For those who had learned from early youth how to swim in those waters possessed the secrets of strength and speed which Matthew needed to know. So his friend made the necessary arrangements, and Matthew went to the Bahamas to go to school. And from the good-natured Bahamian natives, he learned that there were certain basics, concepts that were unheard of elsewhere. For example, when Matthew did the butterfly stroke, he concentrated on kicking one direction in the water, downward. But the natives used a more efficient method. They too kicked downward, but their power stroke was upward. When Matthew learned how to do this, his speed increased remarkably. And yet his greatest improvement came after he, observing his tutors carefully, began to develop a real awareness of the water itself. An awareness of the water. After a while, he learned to feel the water rushing past his entire body. What does this do for you? Well, let's say you have a protruding elbow or even a toe that might create more resistance than absolutely necessary. Only when a swimmer is truly aware of the water, Matthew learned, could he detect such a subtle drag on his passage through the water. Well, after his schooling, Matthew returned home from his visit to the Bahamas with new skill, new knowledge, with an incredible enthusiasm for swimming, which he had never felt before. And so it is understandable, isn't it, that when Matthew, whom you know as Matt Biondi, went to the 1988 Summer Olympics in Seoul, he swam away with 7 Olympic medals, 5 of them gold, and he gave most of the credit to the natives who taught him how to be a champion in the open sea north of the Bahamas. Matt Biondi's super accomplishment through 8 spectacular days last summer was celebrated in the media and certified in the record books, but now you know that Matt, only months before those Olympic Games, had attended a secret school owned and operated by the friendliest natives on planet Earth. Matt Biondi's swimming coaches were the princes of the shining ocean, a school of dolphins. And now you know the rest of the story.
Oh, sure, he used to swim way out there every now and then, too, and Matt knows a couple of things that I think he should get with the authorities and square some missing in action people back up with their families here. Matt went swimming out with those dolphins one day, and he said, "Look, on yonder island, I see a boat that appears to be shipwrecked. 7 tiny castaways, all there waving on the shore." That's why Matt, still to this day, while he's competing, hums the theme to that classic television show. He's the one who spotted them and saved the members, the cast, and crew of Gilligan's Island. That's just another fun fact I remember Paul told last year about this island.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic point aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailor man, skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for a three-hour tour, a three-hour tour. The weather started getting rough, the tiny ship was tossed. If not for the courage of a fearless crew, the middle would be lost. The middle would be lost. The ship set ground on the shore of this uncharted desert isle, with Gilligan, the skipper too, a millionaire and his wife, a movie star, the professor and Mary Ann, here on Gilligan's Isle. So this is the tale of our castaways, they're here for a long, long time. They'll have to make the best of things, it's an uphill climb. The first mate and his skipper too will do their very best to make the others comfortable in their tropic island nest.
No phone,
no lights,
no motor car, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's primitive as can be. So join us here each week, my friends, you're sure to get a smile from seven stranded castaways here on Gilligan's Isle.
Don't you know, it's 637 and 84 WHAS. There are two more qualifiers from the Glad a Car Show to win the world's greatest basketball machine, which they'll be giving away in about 20 minutes. Denny Crum and Doug McKelvin will be there at Cook and Reeves Superior Vans on Dixie Highway, just south of the Watterson Expressway, about a block south, across the street from Bacon's. Incidentally, I think the parking lot is already overflowing, so you can park over by Bacon's, and they'll shuttle you over in vans over to Cook and Reeves Superior Vans for this drawing on those two $30,000 customized vans. One blue for the Wildcats, the other red for the Cardinals. And Martina Newton of Shepherdsville signed up for one of the vans, as did Alexander Campbell of Louisville. Those two are in the running tonight, along with all the other finalists we've been mentioning over the last several months. We'll give away the world's greatest basketball machines in just a few minutes. Here in the neighborhood, stop in, visit. From Cook and Reeves Superior Vans, Wave TV3, Golden Flakes Snack Foods, and 84 WHAS. Jimi Hendrix on 84 WHAS, or rather some such fool with an electric guitar, turned up entirely too loud. Thank you. His Metsness returns tonight to the Mets throne, 9 till midnight. The topic, news. What has the public a right to read? Kick that around tonight. The program could be originating from under the rug, too. You can't ever tell with Mets and his panelists tonight, 9 till midnight, here on 84 WHAS. Van will be up with Sports Talk 84-705 tonight. And I have a sneaking suspicion the word basketball may be thrown around just once or twice. WHAS, hello.
Hello, Terry.
Yes.
This is Ralph Hacker, the best dressed man on radio.
Hi, Ralph.
Calling you today from the Governor's mansion in Frankfort.
I just met somebody.
Where, Terry, frankly, the Governor is quite incensed.
I want to go kick my dog.
Terry, the University of Kentucky, against the Governor's wishes, has forced the resignation of Coach Eddie Sutton, much to the chagrin of Governor Wilkinson, a staunch Eddie Sutton supporter.
I know.
Yes, sir. Here he is now, Terry, your very angry Governor.
Toy.
Yes, sir.
I'm so mad I could spit. Who do these people think they is on that there board of trustees? I'm the one who supported them, and I told them not to mess with Coach Eddie Sutton. I was going to protect him to the end.
Yeah.
Well, here I goes and flies away to Japan. They start applying that there pressure till he finally caves in from all of it. I'm so mad. I'm like a hornet with his stinger out right now. I tell you what I'm going to do. I am taking control of everything today. I don't care who they think they's looking far to be the Nets Wildcat coach. I done picked him out, and he's gonna get the job because I said so, and I ain't gonna take no for an answer. He's here right now. Wake him up, Ralph.
Yes, sir.
It's a big announcement,
coach,
ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, coach. It's time to wake up and make the announcement.
Oh, no, it's happy, isn't it?
I'm Happy Chandler, the new head coach of the Wildcats.
new lineup, Happy?
A new superstar and Wildcat centerpiece, Richie Farmer.
Well, that would figure, sure.
Because I know everybody loves him. And the other four guys we starting is John Pelfrey, Darren Feldhouse, Sean Sutton, and Sam Bowie, because he's close enough.
Toy Wallace Wilkerson again. Now, I am giving Happy Chandler full control over the Wildcats program. I ain't going to take no lip off at their David Rose sale and them UK Bards of Trustees and that their CM Fig Newton or whatever his name is. I don't care. Happy Chandler is the man that I think best represents what Kentucky stands for.
Yeah, and that's what scares us all, Governor.
Jerry, Ralph Hacker again. The governor has even more elaborate education plan.
Oh, joy.
That's a fact, Ralph. Ain't nobody going to be pushing Wallace Wilkerson around telling him who he can and cannot hire. If they're going to mess with me over at the University of Kentucky, I'll just do what I've done as a businessman. I'll break out on my own. If the ULK don't want to act like it's the state university, Wallace Wilkerson will build his own institute of higher learning. We done drawn up the blueprints for it. We's going to put up a bunch of big buildings here in Frankfort, Kentucky, and we're going to call it Wally College.
Tell them about the curriculum, sir.
We ain't going to fool all that artsy-fartsy stuff. It's just going to be a business college. We're going to teach people how to take a stack of ordinary college textbooks and sell them to 18-year-old kids over and over and over again till you get about 200 times your initial investment.
That's very clever, sir. Very shrewd.
And we're also going to teach them about that magical word lottery and how to take that into an ignorant backwoods state and obtain immense political gains for themselves.
Yeah.
And yes, the answer to the big question is we going to have a basketball thing? You betcha.
And Terry, the new coach of that team is here with us also.
Boy,
hello, this is Eddie Sutton, back amongst the coaching ranks. I'm proud to be the new head coach here at the newly formed Wally College.
Come on now, coach. What am I paying you for? I told you, you don't have time to talk. You better get out and start recruiting. We don't have no players yet, except your son, because you threatened to whoop him and ground him if he doesn't play for your team.
That's right, Governor, and I just signed Sean to a letter of intent, and I have a stack of video cassettes to send out to potential recruits. Here, Happy, run these over to the post office.
You want me to send them, Emory?
On second thought, let me just deliver those in my car.
So, Toy, things is moving. We got some new state university here in Kentucky, Wally College. All y'all listening in, tell your children to drop out of whatever college they're in now, because the next 150 kids that signs up for Wally College gets a free lottery ticket for every week they stay in school.
Boy, oh joy. Is there no end to your generosity, sir?
The great and powerful Wally has spoken.
And so there you have it, Terry. A new academic force has been given its wings. And I, Ralph Hacker, am still negotiating for the rights to be the play-by-play announcer of Wally College Athletics.
Oh, stop your crying, Ralph. You know Kaywood is still my favorite.
I know, sir.
He is so hard on that man. Well, they're here, then. The brand new college. I hadn't heard about that, but Wallace Wilkerson, when he says he's getting behind a project, he means it. He'll throw all of his money into it. Brand new college, kids, if you want to sign up for it. Probably a pretty easy curriculum, as he was describing there. All you have to do is just say yes to whatever the governor wants. And, well, they didn't mention they have a mascot name. Let's see, we have Cardinals for Louisville, and we have the Wildcats for Kentucky, Hilltoppers for Western, and so forth. See, what would be perfect, I guess, to fully capture the essence of what Kentucky stands for, and that's what Wallace said he wanted to do with his new college. How's this one grab you? The Wally College Unwed Teenage Mothers. I think that pretty much tells the story of what's going on in this state, isn't it?
Excuse me, Mr. Johnson, can we speak privately?
Certainly, Higgins, come in.
Mr. Johnson, I hate to say this, but I think O'Reilly's a spy.
Spy? Just because his mother's uncle's brother once visited Russia doesn't mean he's a spy.
No, sir, I mean I think he's working for another copier company.
You'd have an easier time convincing me he worked for the KGB. O'Reilly is one of our finest Savin salesmen.
But a customer just wanted to buy a Savin 7500. O'Reilly encouraged the guy to check out the competition, to compare a few others before he buys.
No.
See for yourself.
You might need a desktop copier, or perhaps you should consider a copier that makes two-sided copies. This one copies in color, and this one reduces.
See?
Higgins, those are all Savin copiers.
Oh.
You know, Higgins, maybe you should be working for another copier company.
Oh.
Just whistle. For the unduplicated copier professionals, Duplicator Sales and Service, 831 East Broadway.
This Easter, when your family sits down to your traditional holiday dinner, take a moment before you pass your plate to look around the table. Not at the luscious spread of food and drink, but at the people, your family. Just take a minute to think about something special only you share with each person, whether it's a grandparent, an uncle, cousin, son, daughter, or even a close friend you call family. Because it's each one of these personal joys, triumphs, and tears you share that make up the most precious Easter tradition of all, being with your family. And when it comes time to pass your plate, let us remember the true meaning of that first Easter as we gather for this year's celebration. This Easter thought was brought to you by our family at the Honey Baked Ham Company. Proud to be part of your family's Easter tradition since 1957.
Make Honey Baked brand ham part of your family's Easter tradition. Available only at your Honey Baked store on Shelbyville Road across from Oxmoor Shopping Center.
It's late Friday night, December 30th, 1988, at the Best Western Motel in the 1400 block of Broadway in Clarksville, Indiana. A man walks into the lobby, asks about room rates, and leaves. The man returns a few minutes later with a gun in his waistband. He demands money from the cash drawer. He's last seen running out the lobby door. Police are looking for a black man. He's 5 feet 10 inches tall and has short black hair. He weighs 170 pounds and has a mole on his right cheek. Crime Stoppers will pay $1,000 cash reward this week for information that leads to the arrest and grand jury indictment of the person or persons responsible for this crime. Callers do not have to reveal their identity. Crime Stoppers will also pay cash rewards for information that leads to the arrest and grand jury indictment in any other felony crime. Help us help you. Be a Crime Stopper. Call 582-CLUE. That's 582-CLUE. Brought to you by the Jefferson County Police and 84 WHAS.
And if you see him out on the sidewalk and you don't have time to pick up the phone and call the police, just put two wheels up on the sidewalk and run him down. Thank you. Terry Miner said that. Go ahead and write a letter to the manager. He won't fire me.
Every breath you take.
Good luck to you if you're one of the finalists in the world's greatest basketball machine sweepstakes. Giveaways coming up in just a few minutes at Cook and Reeves Superior Vance on Dixie Highway, just a little south of the Waterson Expressway. Denny Crum will do that along with young Doug McAlpin out there in just a couple of minutes. So if you're the finalist, one of those finalists, you better hurry. You want to be there and drive your new van. As a matter of fact, take your old car just in case. You might just want to leave it there and let the hoodlums come along and take everything off of it because you won't want it anymore after you got this puppy. And give me a ride, will you, if you win. Chuck Taylor says tonight, cloudy, colder, occasional rain mixed at times with some wet snow, a low of 35. And all that sloppy stuff should end sometime late tomorrow, a high of 40. Clearing tomorrow night down to 24. Wednesday, sunny, nice, and a high in the upper 40s. It's 48 now.
At a recent Chicago auction, the Connecting Point Computer Store bought a truckload of computer values, and they're on display at the Connecting Point. See 5,000 pieces of IBM and Apple software, over 140 titles, including the new $500 IBM accounting modules for only $50. Apple Works version 1.1 is just $99. Refurbished Panasonic printers, Apple compatible with warranty, retailing for $385, are now $179.95. A 13-inch monitor and color TV, IBM, Apple, and Commodore compatible with RGB and composite inputs is only $169.95. An Apple IIc computer with 30-day warranty, normally $750, is only $249.95. Hurry to the Connecting Point Computer Store in the Gardner Lane Center on Bardstown Road at the Waterson.
Boz Baxter here. I just beat Miners in a game of 8-ball on his Steepleton Billiards table. Boy, is he steamed. He is old cue ball head now. Tear.
Boy, he's a gracious winner, isn't he? All right, Buzz, you have your own Steepleton table to practice on, so I'm going to buy my own now. And when I do, they'll give me a $129 ping pong tabletop free. Steepleton's craftsmen hand-make their beautiful tables right here in Louisville, so you buy factory direct. And while I'm at Steepleton's, I'm going to look for a few things for my kids, Max and Simon. Those are some people I can actually beat in some athletic events. How about about a Steepleton basketball goal? I'd like to see Simon come out of his stroller and try and dunk one over me. You can get a basketball goal delivered and installed on a concrete base for only $279. And your kids would love a Yards of Fun swing set, too. Yards of Fun is the safest, most durable gym set available. Parents call Yards of Fun the best swing gym combination on the market. It's available at Steepleton, and they install it free if you order now.
Register for a Steepleton basketball goal set delivered and installed at either Steepleton location, East Broadway, or in St. Matthew's on Shelbyville Road in the old Sears building.
I know, Steepleton's the level best. Rack 'em up, we'll go best of three.
Les Miserables is coming, and you can experience this major theatrical event. Compliments of 84 WHAS and the Broadway series. You still have time to send us your name, address, and phone number and become eligible for the grand prize drawing this Thursday morning, March 23rd. Send us your postcard today. The grand prize drawing is Thursday morning for Les Miserables in Louisville and a trip for two to New York, all from the Broadway series and the station that gives you more ways to win. 84 WHAS.
WHAS. Mr. Metz is back at 9 o'clock tonight on the Metz throne. Join him then, and Joe Donovan has the Rock and Roll Revival, the greatest show on radio at midnight. Stand by for Double P's Van Lon Vance, packing his bags for Minneapolis and talking to you, picking up the telephone with the other freehand tonight, talking a little basketball, and I think he's going to have the coach of Pleasure Ridge Park on the phone for a few minutes tonight, too. The new state champion, Pleasure Ridge Park Panthers. And we'll see you back here at the ranch tomorrow about the same old time. Bring your six-shooter there, cowpoke, here on 84 WHAS Louisville.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Bob Lauder, News Radio 84 WHAS. The trial in connection with last May's fiery bus crash in Carroll County will begin next fall. Today in Carrollton...